I felt good. Felt good to get back out there in the swing of things, getting some real action against some real opponents, against somebody not wearing blue. So it felt good to go back out there and continue to do some good things.
Dickie, do you feel like the speed and sync the way you want to be at this point in camp, or did the OTA stuff that affect you at all where you are?
No, I feel good right now. I feel good. I think me and Eli are just continuing to work. I think we're working on our timing, and I'm just working on my routes, staying crisp and clean. So that was just another step towards that. But I feel good. I feel confident right now. And, you know, I just want to continue to build on that.
If you hear, if the King's healthy and he's able to play the way he's played the past, if Ruben kind of takes that next step, how good do you think that receiving core is?
I think we can be really good. I think as long as we come together and understand, we have to just understand each other's roles and what everybody, you know, I play the slot and outside and Hakeem, if everybody can just understand their roles, and just compete to the best of their ability, I think we'll be just fine. And, you know, we're a talented bunch in that receiving room, and I think the sky's the limit for us.
Victor, when you're out on the practice field, you guys are good as you practice. Do you ever look out at MetLife Stadium and say, that's the goal, that's the place this year? Do you guys let yourself think about it?
Sometimes, but, you know, any year, any time, no matter where the Super Bowl is played, that's our goal at the end of the day. It just so happens that it's being played right in our backyard. And it's obviously some added motivation that we want to play in it, but we want to play in every Super Bowl. So we definitely look over there sometimes and understand how monumentous that is, but we understand we got to take it one game at a time.
Is there any different feeling being on the field, having a huge contract, and, you know, just being, you know, a guy who's been out there with kind of a, you know, lesser contract?
Not really. It's the same thing. It's just me being out there playing with the guys. When I'm out there, I don't feel like, you know, that I'm not thinking about my contract. I'm not thinking about how much money I'm making. I'm just out there playing football with the guys that I love and that I see every day that I hang out with. So it's not about, it's really nothing different for me out there.
I spent a lot of time asking you about the big three here, receiver, you, Ruben, Hakeem. What about the fourth? What do you see from Lewis?
Lewis extremely fast. He has good ability to separate from the defender, and he just definitely, you know, he just has to continue to grow in the offense. I think he's taken huge steps since when I met him down in North Carolina with Eli, and he really understands that he gets it, and he's just building off of that. But I think he has tremendous talent, and he's definitely a burner on the outside for sure.
Been a few years since you had to learn the offense, but what's the burden like for him trying to figure out what a receiver is expected to do here?
It's tough. It's definitely a huge learning curve for him, not just understanding what to do, but the terminology and the vernacular that we use that's different than where he was at previously. And it's tough, but we help him. He talks to us all the time. I talk to him in and out of the huddle, even if it's you know, a run play, pass play. I just remind him. Even if he knows what he's doing, I just remind him of what he's doing and things like that. So it's definitely a work in progress, but he's getting it. He's a quick learner.
If you had any complaints about your own game last year, it was a couple of drops, what did you do to correct that?
Just concentration. I think even out here on the practice field, I've been training myself to look the ball all the way in, no matter if I'm in traffic or I'm, you know, getting to the ball late, or if I see it late, I'm just looking it all the way into my hands and then making a move later. I think a lot of my drops were me trying to make a move before I actually caught the football. So now I just want to focus on catching the ball first, looking it all the way in, and then taking it from there.
Victor,